Months after Hurricane Matthew skirted the first coast as a Category 3 storm, there are spots around Jacksonville, from Riverside to Oceanside, where it doesn't look like repairs have been made. In the Walter Jones Historical Park in Mandarin, a gate blocks off the dock leading out to the St. Johns River, and it bears a warning, "Keep off, dock under repair," but nothing looks like it's been cleaned up. This was home to the county dock that sustained damage from the hurricane last October. Debris from fallen trees and washed up trash and broken boards still litter the ground. Nearby resident Bridget Jones wants to see city officials make an effort to start a cleanup. She's always loved the park. Says a lot of photographers use the dock for wedding and prom photo shoots, but now...
much of the dock is missing. I mean, it's clearly gone. There's no planks to walk, and it's been gated off. So the missing parts are, unfortunately, what we're seeing down here.
Councilman Matt Schellenberg says after the hurricane, the first order of business was to ensure roads in Mandarin were clear. Now the Public Works Authority can focus on cleaning up the parks, and he hopes it will be done in the first quarter of this year. But FEMA reconstruction money is slow in coming.
I don't believe that we're going to be getting, unfortunately, any money for the county dock anytime in the next 6 months to a year.
Meanwhile, the county dock wasn't the only walkway to fall victim to the storm. The Jacksonville Pier has been closed to the public after about 350 feet of the structure was ripped away. Councilman Keith Doherty says he wants to see it rebuilt as quickly as possible. The summer season is coming, and that brings more people, making construction difficult. Before any restorations begin, though, a dive team has to determine which posts, if any, to reset or if the whole pier needs to be rebuilt.
When I look at things like the pier, I get a little bit frustrated at the lack of progress and the speed at which city construction is done.
And while a two-year timeline is realistic for pier reconstruction, Doherty wants to see it done in 6 months. Michelle Corum, WJCT News.